إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله we'll continue the sharh of the book الرسالة by الإمام ابن علي زيد الخيرواني رحمه الله تعالى The Shaykh says, والأخ يرث المال إذا انفرد The brother who inherits the wealth إذا انفرد If he is alone كان شقيقا أو لأبي Whether he is a full brother or a paternal brother. وَالشَّقِيقُ يَحْجُبُ الْأَخَ لِلْأَبِ The full brother blocks the paternal brother from inheritance. If you can recollect, when we talk about al-usuba or al-ta'asib, taking what is left of the inheritance. We said we have what the scholar called maratibu at-ta'asib, the stages of at-ta'asib. Let us try to rehearse this. Who can tell us the stages of at-ta'asib? Now, Bunuwa, that friendship, okay, if you said Bunuwa, friendship, Now, Ubuwa, okay, now, Ukhuwa, Umuma. Now, when we say the stages, you have mentioned all these that you have mentioned are under what? Under jihad, that is the fight. Bunuwa, ubuwa, ukhuwa, and what? Umuma. What is the last one? Al-Itq. Naam, Al-Itq. Naam, you say Jududa. Jududa, this that you have said is not the classification of majority of the scholars. When we talk about classification of majority of the scholars, so they will add Jududa. Huh? And which other one? It will be before Ukhuwa or? Before or after? Now, let me explain this to you. When they say Ubuwa, according to the more correct madhab, Jududa is under Ubuwa. Jududa is under Ubuwa. So there may not be any need to mention what Jududa. But those who do not believe that Jududa and Ubuwa are the same, so they what? They will create another category of Jududa. Now Jududa, does it supersede Ubuwa? So yes, the scholars, they do not support this. And the Malikiya are among those who do not support this. So, and that's why when they are treating inheritance, they are not going to classify Jududa under Ubuwa direct. But what would have been the easier thing is to just put Jududa under Ubuwa. Is to put Jududa under Ubuwa. Now when they talk about this classification, we said they are under what? Jiha, the site. So we have the side of Bunuwa, we have the side of Ubuwa, the side of Ubuwa, the side of Rumuma, and Itq. Now what other things do you consider to be important when we are talking about the classification of a ta'asib? Al-Quwa. What does that mean? What does Al-Quwa mean? Before Al-Quwa, there is something that comes first. What is that? Ad-Daraja. What is Daraja? What is Daraja? Ad-Daraja in ta'asib, what does that mean? The level. Give us an example. Ibnu and Ibnu and Ibni. Somebody dies, he leaves behind a son and a grandson. A son and a grandson. Not from the same son, from another son, but the son is late. The late son has a son. Huh? So that grandson is what? Is the son of the late grandfather now. That son is what? The son of the late grandfather. But there is what? Another son that is higher, which is the direct son of the late man. Exactly. As for the grandson, he is what? A son, but is a grandson, not a direct son. Yes, both of them, they share what? Bunuwa. But they differ in what? In Daraja. In terms of what? In terms of level. Yes, both of them are sons. But one is higher than the other. One is direct son, the other is what? The grandson. So this is what? Daraja. So when you are treating something, who will take what is left? If the person that is around is a son, then we have what? A grandson. It is the what? Direct son that will take what is left, not the grandson. And he will share it with the grandson. He will block the grandson. Are you with me? Because he is what? He is A'la Daraja. He is A'la Daraja. So the first thing is what? Jiha. That is the connection of that person to the deceased. We said both of them are connected through Bunuwa. So the Jiha is what? It's Wahida. It's one. But the Daraja is what? It's different. One is direct son, the other is what? The other one is what? It's indirect. Are you with me? Now what? You mentioned what? The third one is what? Al-Quwa. What does that mean? Power. How? What is the example for that? No. Now, somebody, Quwa, both of them, they are what? They share the same jiha. Maybe we are using Bunuwa as example now. Huh? We are using Bunuwa as what? Example. When we are talking about Quwa, we cannot use what? This now. Huh? Let's use, for instance, Okuwa. Now, the late man. Somebody is late and he has what? A brother. He leaves behind Akhun Shaqiq and what? Akhun Li'adi. A full brother and a paternal brother. Both of them are connected to the, this is through what? Through a side, which is what? Ukhuwa. But one is what? One is stronger than the other. One is connected to the disease through two sides. Huh? The father and the mother. While the other is connected to the disease through the father. Which one is stronger? So both of them are what? On the same daraja. They are what? On the same daraja, but one is what? Is stronger. So when we are talking about ta'asib, look at this issue of what? Jiha, huh? Daraja and what? Kuwa. To know who what, who will take what is left and who will be blocked. We may have what? About two or three or four asaba, those who are supposed to pack everything. After those who are supposed to take their shares, have taken their shares, their furuj. We now have about two persons or three persons that are supposed to watch, pack everything. Are they on the same level? Are they connected to the through the same jihad? If yes, are they on the same level? If yes, is there somebody who is stronger than the other among them? So you look at this. So when they talk about maratib at-ta'asib, you are considering this aspect. I hope this is clear. Now, so the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, wal akhu, the brother, yarithul mala, which inherit the wealth, idham farada, if he is in loan. That is, there is not any person that shares from the bequest with him. No swaibu farad, he is in loan. So he will be the one to take everything. But before he can take everything, what does that mean? It means there is no son and there is no father. Are you with me? Before a brother, whether paternal or what, full brother, will come and claim whatever is left of the bequest, that means the deceased does not have what, a father. No more father for the deceased and no more son. If there is what? Father, huh? The act, whether paternal or what, maternal cannot claim what is left of the bequest. Why? Why? Huh? Ukhuwa. Not kuwa. If the brother is not active, the brother is also active. The father is active, huh? The brother is also what? Asif. The son is also asif. But why are we saying that if the son of the deceased is alive, or the father of the deceased is alive, the brother, whether paternal or fool, cannot come and what? Take whatever is left. Rather, he will be dropped. Why are we saying that? They are all asoba. Are they not all asoba? Okay. Now, jihad. What do you mean by jihad? Explain. Why will the father knock the brother? No. You have just explained it now. Now the maratib al-ta'asib. Which one comes first? Al-bunuwa. Uh-huh. Followed by? Al-ubuwa. Followed by? Al-Ukhuwa. Now, the author is establishing here now, Wal-Akhu yarithul mala idhan farada, the brother will inherit the wealth if he is alone, kana shaqiqan aw li'abin, whether he is a full brother or a paternal brother, he will inherit everything if he is what? Alone. If he is alone, that means there is no father. Now the question is, can the father stop him from inheriting? Yes. Why? Because the Ubuwa comes before what? Ukuwa, simple. The Ubuwa, being a father, when it comes to what? Ta'asib, taking what is left of the bequest, comes before Ukuwa. So Ubuwa will block what? Ubuwa will block Ukuwa. Simple. Is that clear? The Ubuwa will block Ukuwa to the extent that the Ukuwa cannot even be sawing. Somebody, the one with Ukuwa, cannot even be sawing. But he cannot inherit anything. The Ubuwa will block him to that extent. The same thing, the Buluwa, sonship will block the Ukuwa to the extent that what? Nothing will be inherited. Is that clear? But can the Buluwa block the Ubuwa to the extent that the father will not even be suitable for it? No. Now the Buluwa can block the father from inheriting what is left because the son is alive. But not to the extent of what? Preventing the father from what? From inheriting anything. The son cannot prevent the father from inheriting. Huh? I hope it is clear. But the son can prevent the father from taking what is left. Because if he is around, he is more qualified than the father. Because Bunuwa comes first. So if he is no more alive, then we look. If there is Ubuwa, comes next. Then if there is no Ubuwa, is there Ukuwa, then Ukuwa comes next. Is it clear? He said, وَالشَّقِيقُ يَحْجُبُ الْأَخَلِ الْأَرْضِ. The full brother will block the paternal brother. The full brother will block the paternal brother. Can you explain now? Why? In terms of jiha, both of them, they share Ukuwa Ukuwa. The paternal and the full brother, are they not both the brothers of the deceased? They are. But why is the full brother going to block the paternal brother? Because of what? Is what is aqua? Because of the kuwa, the power. He is connected to the deceased through two persons, the mother and the father. Why the paternal brother is connected to the deceased through just one person, which is the father. Is it clear? So if you have what a case now, if somebody dies and leaves behind a full brother and what a half brother, a full brother and what a half brother, but the brother is paternal, the paternal brother will not inherit anything. Will not inherit anything. Why? Why is he not inheriting anything? Because of the existence of the full brother. Is it clear? Yes. In terms of jiha, they are the same. But the full brother has used what? The kuwa to push him away. Is it clear? وَإِنْ كَانَ أَخٌ وَأُخْتٌ فَأَكْثَرُ شَقَائِقَ. If a brother or a sister or more, they are shaqa'iqa, they are full brothers and what? Sisters. أَوْلِ أَبِنْ. Or they are brothers, they are paternal or full, they are paternal brothers and sisters. فَالْمَالُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِلْذَكَرِ مِثْلُ أَبْدِ الْأُنْفَيَيْنِ. They will share the wealth among themselves. The male will take twice of what the female takes. Is it clear? A deceased dies and he leaves behind full brothers and what? Sisters, full sisters. So the full brother and the full sisters will share the bequest among themselves if Zachary Mislu as the Unfayeh. And if somebody dies, he leaves behind paternal brothers and sisters. So they are the answer of our left. So to be the Zachary Mithlo Azil Unsari. The males will take twice of what the female takes. Is it clear? Said, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَعَ الْأَخِي ذُو سَهْمٍ. If there is somebody who has a share, بُدِيَ بِعَالِ السِّهَامِ, one should start with the people of Siham. The people of Siham. Siham is the product of the word Saham. Saham means what? Share. Siham is the plural. Now who can give us examples of the Ashab of Siham? Examples. Azawj. Okay? Now tell us the Saham of the Azawj. The son of the Zawj, needs up. When is the Zawj taken up? When there is no child, Robo, when there is a child, whether male child or female child, correct. So Zawj, the husband, is never soluble ta'asir. The husband is what? Soluble farm or soluble saham. Somebody is going to take his own share and just go away. So if anything is left of the bequest, the husband is not going to take it. The husband is never soluble ta'asir. It's soluble part. Exactly. Another example of soluble part. The mother. So the mother is never sahibatu ta'asir. The mother is what? Sahibatu part. What is the part of the mother? One third. And the what? When one third? You say one third, you say one sixth. One third when there is no child. No, you have not finished it. One third when there is no child. There are no two brothers at least. No two brothers at least. That means if there is a brother, it doesn't affect the mother from inheriting one sixth. But if there are two brothers at least, that has dropped the inheritance of the mother from one third to one sixth. Is that clear? So the presence of the brothers, not a brother, the presence of the brother brings the inheritance of the mother to what? To sodus one sixth. Likewise, the presence of a child, brings the inheritance of the mother to 1/6. Is it clear? Okay, we have mentioned the two now. Another soluble part. Zawja, the wife. A man dies, leaves behind a wife. What is the inheritance of the wife? The share, the part of the wife. 1/4. When? If there is a child, whether male or female. Now question. When there is no child. Question. When we say the wife is going to take 1/4 in the absence of what? A child. Must the child be from her? It's not a must. The child may be from another wife to the man. The most important thing is that what the man has what? A wife. A child. He has a wife that was gave him a child. That's the most important thing. Not necessarily that the child must be from the woman. Is that clear? So what is going to be the inheritance of the woman in the presence of a child, whether male or female? Rubber. In the absence, sorry. When in the presence of a child, somebody in the absence of a child, rubber. That's what. So there is no time the wife will be what? Sorry about to ta'asib. Another one. Another example. Afluum, the maternal brother. The maternal brother is never soluble ta'asib. The maternal brother is never what? Soluble ta'asib. He is what? five of farb. What is the farb of the maternal brother?
1/6.
If is what? If is alone, what if there are two or more?
1/3.
Is that clear? So the maternal brother is not like the full brother and the paternal brother. The full brother and the what? The paternal brother, they are what? They are ashabu ta'asim. They are what? Ashabu ta'asim. When bequest is left after those who are ashabu furud have taken theirs, that is when they are going to take. But the maternal brother is not like that. The maternal brother is soibu farbed. He is going to take his own share. He is going to take what? His own share, which is what? 1/6. Even the loan. And if there are more than two, or if there are two or more, they are going to share what? 1/3. Are they going to share in the Zakar Mislah bin Usayyid? Huh? Are they going to share it? Fahum shuraka fi sifurus, as Allah says. So the case of the the maternal brothers is different. They are going to what? They are going to be shuraka fi sifurus. The same thing is applicable to an oath to le'um, an oath to le'um. The matana sister. The matana sister. So like that, all these people are what? Ashabul furuj. The ashabul furuj. Now let me ask this question again. The paternal sister, or the full sister. A paternal sister or a full sister. Are they among the ashabul furuj or not? They are among, I'm not talking about brother now. We said the paternal and the full brothers are what? Are not ashabul furuj. They are what? Ashabul ta'asim. But we are talking about their sisters now. If their sisters are alone, not with them, they are alone. Are they sahibatu fard or sahibatu ta'asib? Fard. What is the share of the full sister?
Half.
If there are two or more, two thirds. What is the share of the paternal sister? No. The share of paternal sister. Ah, are you with me? Two or more?
Two or more.
Now you have a case where we have what? A full sister and a paternal sister. How are they going to be? Full sister and what? Paternal sister. The issue of inheritance is what? Is principles. You just have to memorize a lot of principles. If you memorize principles, it will be easy for you. Now we have a case now. We have learned now that what? If a paternal sister is what? Is what? Is a loan, for instance. Huh? Or a full sister is a loan. This is going to take half, this is going to take half. And if there are two or more, they will take what? 2/3. Now the question I'm asking now is that we have a case where there is what? Maybe a full sister and what? A paternal sister. What do you think will happen? The full sister will take half. Now the paternal sister in this case now, take note. In the case where you have a full sister and what? A paternal sister together, that paternal sister can't take what half anymore. The presence of the full sister has affected her. So what will happen is that the paternal sister will join the full sister, so that both of them will now act as what? Two sisters. Inheriting what? 2/3. But how are we going to share it equally? I'm more connected to the deceased than you. Do you get the logic? I'm what? I'm a full sister. You are what? Half sister, partner. You are just connected with these three words, the father. I'm connected through the father and the mother. So in this case, they say, what? You take your half. You only give your own half because of what? So and both of you are sister, sister. And sisters cannot inherit more than what? Two thoughts. So are we going to do it? So they say, what? Share it. But where you are going to share it is what? This one is going to take half and this one is going to take what? One sixth. Is that clear? To make two thoughts. Is it clear? Now, we have a case where we have three or two full sisters. Two full sisters. And we have what? Maybe a paternal sister or two paternal sisters. What do you think we're going to have? Eh? They block the paternal sister because no anywhere. So the existence of what? Two or more full sisters is what? Is a kind of what? So it's going to block the what? The paternal sister. So you just have to learn these principles. They are very, very important. So the issue of what? Knowing this tarsib of a thing is very, very important. Then, who can be blocked? This issue of what? Al-Hajj is very, very important as well. So here the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, وَإِنْ كَانَ أَخُنْ If there is a brother, okay, said what? وَإِنْ كَانَ مَا الْأَخِ ذُو سَامٍ If there is what? With a brother, ذُو سَامٍ The one that has what? His own farm to inherit. Budiya dihari siham. We should start with the people of the Farj. Wakana lauma bakiya, and what is left will be taken by him. Wakadhalika yakunu ma bakiya lil ikhwati wal akhwati lil dhakari mithlu adhil unsayin. So what is left will be for the brothers and the sisters, so they will share it, the male taking twice of what the female takes. Fainam yabqa shay'un. If there is nothing left, فَلَا شَيْءَ لَهُمْ There is nothing for them. إِلَّا يَكُونَ فِي أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ إِخْوَةٌ لِهُمْ However, in a case when you have among those who are أَتَابُ الْفُرُوجِ those that have shares, we have إِخْوَةٌ لِهُمْ the maternal brothers. Huh? You know, we have said that the maternal brothers are not what? أَتَابُ تَعْصِيبِ they are أَتَابُ الْفُرُوجِ But why is the ثُلُوثِ They have inherited their own one third. Because baki akun shaqiqun and there is a full brother, our ikhwatun dhukur, or brothers that are male, or dhukurun wa inatun shaqaiq, or male and female that are what? Full brother ma'ahum, that are with them. Now, question. Can the paternal brother or the full brother block the maternal brother? Or maternal sister. They can't block them. Why? Because they are what? Ashabul furuj. They are not ashabul ta'asib. So they can't block them. They can't block them. We say what? The full brother will block the half brother. But the half brother that is meant here is what? Paternal brother, not maternal brother. Why? Because maternal brother is never among the Ashabu Ta'asib, it's among his tribal folk. So the Sheikh is now saying that if you have a situation where somebody dies and he leaves behind maternal brothers and sisters, for instance, maternal brothers and what? And sisters, what is their inheritance altogether? One third. فَهُمْ شُرَكَا فِي الثُّلُثِ فَهُمْ شُرَكَا فِي الثُّلُثِ Now we now have what? We have full brothers. بَكِي أَكُنْ شَقِيقِ That is what? A full brother. أَوْ إِخْوَةٌ ذُكُورٌ أَوْ ذُكُورٌ وَإِنَاثٌ شَقَائِكُ مَعَهُمْ Or full brothers and sisters. The issue is that what? We have what? Maternal brothers and what? Full brothers in a case. what will happen? The Sheikh says, فَيُشَارِكُونَ كُلُّهُمُ الْإِخْوَةَ لِلْأُمِّ فِي ثُلُثِهِمْ. He said they are all going to join the maternal brothers in that one third. فَيَكُونُ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالسَّوَاءِ. They are going to share it بِالسَّوَاءِ equally. وَهِيَ الْفَرِيدَةُ الَّتِي تُسَمَّى الْمُشْتَرِكَ. This is the share that they call what? Al-Mushtarika. فَهُمْ شُرَكَا فِي ثُلُثِ, for instance. Huh? But this thing is not applicable to them. Ordinarily, the maternal brothers are supposed to take their own one third and go away. Then if nothing is left for the full brother that are Ashabu Tanasib, as you have lunch, then they should go and sit down. Nothing for them. Nothing for them. So the full brother and the paternal brother, they can be blocked to the extent that what, they will not inherit anything. Is that clear? But don't forget, they are what? Ashabu Ta'asib, just like the father, like the son as well. But the father cannot be blocked to the extent that he will inherit anything, unless if he has what one of the Mawani will inherit. Huh? If he doesn't take Ta'asib, he will take what? Fard. But the paternal brother or the full brother, they can be blocked completely. So the extent they won't take anything. In fact, they are not soyable Fard in the first instance. Unlike the father that is what soyable Fard. Then the son, nobody can block the son. The son will block people. Now we now have this situation. Somebody dies and he leaves behind the maternal brothers, who will take one third and what, share among themselves. But the full brother, they say, what do you mean? Are you going to give what the maternal brothers and what you drop us? So who will not take anything, and the maternal brother will take, before our eyes? No, this can't work. Okay, what will happen is that our father, we are throwing our father away. Are you with me? Somebody dies, he leaves a full brother, and what? A half brother. Then they say you are giving the half brother, who is what? Maternal. Then the full brother now is now being prevented, because no more fard. The fard, the existing fard, has taken everything. So the extent that what, nothing is left for what? For the Akhul Shaqiq. So the Akhul Shaqiq now says, for instance, okay, I want to be connected to that disease with my mother only. That father, I don't want father anymore. The father, go and throw the father in the sea. In fact, assume that the father is what? A donkey. In fact, assume that the father is what? A stone. So this matter, when it happens in the time of Umar or the line. So Umar first said, okay, what you have is what? So the maternal brother, let him go away with what? The inheritance. So that was the qada Umar gave that time. It happened another year again. So when Umar said what? Let him go away with what? The one touch. So as for the the full brother now. Huh? As for the full brother, nothing for you. They said, okay, oh Khalifa, now let's assume that our father is what, is a stone. Are we not connected to the deceased with the same mother? We are connected to the deceased with the same mother. So now we don't want our father anymore. In fact, throw our father in the watch, in the sea. In fact, assume our father is what, is a donkey. When Umar thought about that, Umar changed what, his position. So as it's contained in what Musannad Abd al-Razzaq, likewise in Sunnah ad-Darimi and some other books, that Umar radiallahu anhu changed what, the judgment. Somebody now challenged Umar that, oh Khalifa, قضيت على تلك, you pass judgment on this, the kaza, يومئذ, that day. وقضيت بهذه, and you are passing judgment with this, هذا اليوم, today. Umar said what? Tilka ala ma qadayna. Huh? Wahadi ala ma qadayna. That one has gone. And this one what? This one has gone too. And that's why scholars will say what? Ijtihad of a scholar may change. Somebody may say something yesterday and today it changes what? His position. Particularly when that thing does not have what? Evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah, direct or clear evidence. It's something of ijtihad. So you will not attack such a person. So it happened during the time of the companions, during the time of the Salafus Salih. And that's why Imam Ahmad, for instance, about 3-4 opinions may be reported from him just on one issue. By what? Different students. Because when he looked at this matter at this particular time, he gave this fatwa. Then he considered the matter again. Another student asked him, he gave another fatwa. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, while he was what in Iraq, he would give what fatwa. While he was in Egypt, he may give fatwa contrary to what he gave while he was in Iraq. So some people will say what the fatwa he gave in Egypt, maybe they were what? More simple than one. No. When some people, when they looked at the fatwa, they saw that the fatwa he gave in Egypt were what? They were more strict than that of Iraq. But the most important thing is that what? A scholar, based on what appears to him, may have what? A change in his position. Now this person will not be attacked, particularly if it's an issue that does not have what? A clear text from the Quran or the Sunnah. But if it's what has evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah, such a person may be maybe the mistake will be overlooked for the person if it's at the beginning. Maybe the person doesn't know the evidence at that particular time. But when he knows the evidence and he now insists on that position, the issue may be what? Maybe still up to the level of what? Making tabdi of that person. Like what the scholars of the past, clear verses of the Quran or Hadith, what they have sealed up, somebody now comes and says, I want to do my own ijtihad. If he does such an ijtihad in what has been concluded by the Salafus Salih that they have what argument upon, he's a mubtadi. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِكِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنْ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّي مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِي جَعَنَّمْ وَسَأَتْ مَصِيرًا. So inshallah we are going to continue on this next week. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with this of Ard wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbi hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.
Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ahlihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. The question. Okay, please, who inherits the remaining from Kalala, the man who is scared to be a country, to attack Kalala? When his sister inherits house, who inherits what's left?
Well, the case is simple. The verse is talking about somebody who dies, no father and no son. So if the sister is there, the sister is inheriting what? Ah. Then that doesn't mean the sister is the only soibah to fall there. There may be some atabu Lord Furuj. Maybe there is what? There is a mother, for instance. Huh? Somebody who dies leaving behind a sister and a mother is still what? Is still Kalala. Because no father, no son. So there may be other people who can inherit, but no father, no son. No father, no son. So that doesn't mean there are no ashabul furud that was inherit what is left. But let's assume that it is the sister only that is around. There's what is called rod. Rod is to return what is left of the bequest to soibu fard. If there is no soibu ta'asib, then soibu fard will be the one to take what is left. The same thing that he or she inherits from his from the bequest is what is going to give what is going to be given to him or her if they do the road. Inshallah, we are still going to talk about this, Allah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. نعم، before we close to this session.